My name is Nikki Strong, and this is VOA 1, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Dan Friedel. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Andrew Smith and Dan Novak. Andrew tells us about an Iranian filmmaker who is now in prison. His 2022 movie is called No Bears. One film critic from the Los Angeles Times newspaper says it is the best movie of the year. Then Dan has a story about the chef Jose Andres. Andres is from Spain, but has spent many years living in the U.S. He has a new television program where he goes back to Spain with his three American-raised daughters. After that, Jill Robbins and I have the Higher Education Report. We look at how international students who play high-level college sports are trying to make money like their American teammates. Then, Ana Mateo brings us words and their stories. She tells us about some expressions related to risk-taking as we look ahead to the new year. Be sure to listen to our conversation about one of Ana's most memorable risks. And now, here's Andrew Smith.
In 2010, Iranian director Jafar Panahi was arrested on charges of making an anti-government film without permission and causing anti-government protests. The government banned Panahi from making films for 20 years. Since then, he has made 5 highly praised movies. His latest, No Bears, opens soon in U.S. theaters. But Panahi himself is in prison. In July, Panahi went to the Tehran prosecutor's office to ask about filmmaker Mohammad Rasoulof. Rasoulof was arrested in July for social media posts he made at that time. The visit led to Panahi's arrest. He was sentenced to 6 years in jail based on a charge from 10 years ago. Panahi makes his films in Iran without government approval. He has played himself in the movies, which secretly show Iranian society. Panahi made This Is Not a Film in his home. Taxi was filmed almost entirely inside a car, with a smiling Panahi playing the driver and picking up passengers along the way. In No Bears, Panahi plays a fictionalized version of himself while making a film in a rural town along the Iran-Turkey border. Film critic Justin Chang of the Los Angeles Times called No Bears 2022's best movie. The film comes at a time when the Iranian film community is under severe government rules. A week after No Bears was first shown at the Venice Film Festival in September, 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died while being held by Iran's morality police. 3 months later, a wave of women-led protests continue. More than 500 protesters have been killed since September 17th. That number comes from the group Human Rights Activists in Iran. More than 18,200 people have been detained. On Saturday, the well-known Iranian actress Taraneh Alidoosti was arrested after publishing a message on Instagram. The message expressed support for a man recently killed for crimes the Iranian government says he carried out during the protests. No bears will test an Academy Awards policy. That rule says only governments can enter films for the prize of Best International Film. Critics have said that permits authoritarian governments to control which films compete for the valuable prize. Film companies Sideshow and Janus Films have bought No Bears with the hope that it can win other prizes at the Academy Awards. In No Bears, Panahi rents an apartment from which he directs a film with the help of assistants. At one point in the film, Panahi stands along the Iran-Turkey border at night. As he looks at the lights in the distance, he thinks about crossing it. Doing so would lead to a life in exile that Panahi, in real life, has refused. Some parts of the film are very close to real life. Parts of No Bears were shot in Turkey, just like the story in the film. In Turkey, an Iranian couple is trying to get stolen passports to reach Europe. The Iranian couple is played by Mina Kavani and Bakyar Panjii. Kavani herself has lived in Paris for 7 years. She left Iran after nudity in the 2014 film Red Rose brought media harassment. Talking about Panahi, Kavani said, "This is the genius of his art. The idea that we were both in exile, but on a different side, was magic. This is very interesting to me, that he is in exile in his own country, but he's talking about those who left his country." When No Bears played at the New York Film Festival, Kavani read a statement from Panahi. The statement said independent Iranian filmmakers have always tried to push against censorship. She added that Panahi said, "No matter where, when, or under what circumstances, an independent filmmaker is either creating or thinking. No Bears opens in New York on December 23rd and Los Angeles on January 10th before opening across the United States. I'm Andrew Smith.
José Andrés is a famous Spanish-American chef with many restaurants in the United States. He has also helped shine a light on humanitarian disasters with his World Central Kitchen. The organization provides food to people after natural disasters. He has a new television series called José Andrés and Family in Spain. In the show, he travels with his three America-raised daughters on a food tour through Spain. During the new show, Andrés goes into a restaurant kitchen in Spain and sees a large eel. Andrés watches as cooks prepare the eel. People of the world, I know you don't usually eat eel, but if you try it, you will love it, he says. Nothing can be more simple and more sophisticated at the same time. Andrés' daughters, Carlota, Inés, and Lucia Andrés, join their dad as they visit places like Barcelona, Madrid, Andalusia, Valencia, the Canary Islands, and Asturias. The chef was born in Asturias. The food there, he says, made him who he is. The new program is a travel show, a cooking show, and a parenting show, all at once. I think going with my dad and going to all of these places was just so special, because he's such a curious person, Carlota Andrés said. José Andrés has a deep love for food and respect for where it comes from. He includes both respected restaurants and street food in the new show. Tapas are small plates of food often served in Spanish restaurants. Tapas are a good representation of Andrés's philosophy on eating. Eating tapas, he goes from place to place eating many things, cold and hot, fish and meat and vegetables. If I was the president of the world, I would make it mandatory that every person has to go around the world for a year of their lives, country to country, culture to culture, continent to continent, he said. During it all, Andrés supports Spanish cuisine. I think every culture needs to be proud of who they are, and even chauvinistic about it. In my case, sometimes I take it to the extreme, he said. The spicy potato dish, patatas bravas, glasses of wine and pastries, were on the menu in Madrid. In Valencia, the travelers ate paella, a traditional Spanish rice dish. You think you've tasted the real thing, think again, the chef says. The family hopes that the series will inspire other families to go out and explore, especially after almost 3 years of the pandemic. He said, "Everybody thinks that you have to go to the most remote parts of your world. The excitement is not in the places. The excitement is within yourself." I'm Dan Novak.
A growing number of international students are playing high-level sports in college. And since 2021, College athletes have been permitted to make money through product sponsorships and commercials. Some of the most well-known college athletes are now able to make hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. Such deals are called name, image, and likeness, or NIL, deals. But the situation is different for student athletes who are not U.S. citizens. That is because they are in the country on a student visa that does not permit them to work. Some international students become well-known in the U.S. because they play on famous sports teams, like the men's basketball team at the University of Kentucky. A recent study showed that international students make up about 12% of the athletes at NCAA Division I colleges. Division I is the top level of college sports. Based on 2020 numbers, that means there were 14,000 international students playing Division I sports. Basketball teams are made up of mostly international students at some universities.
The student visa only has rules limiting work in the United States. So some international student athletes have found ways to make NIL money when they travel out of the country. Marta Suarez is from Spain and plays basketball for the University of Tennessee. During her team's recent visit to the Bahamas, she took pictures as part of her work with a company called Influxer. Influxer tries to help student athletes make money from their fame. If a student who works with Influxer makes an agreement with a company to promote a product, they get paid and Influxer gets paid for setting up the deal. Influxer paid Suarez and other students for the time they spent taking photos in the Bahamas. Tyler Janes founded Influxer. He noted that there is no guarantee that the students will make money. But he said he wants to make sure the students have some photos and videos in case an advertiser wants to use them. He can then provide the photos to a business that might want to use them to sell a product. The students would be paid a fee for giving the company the permission to use their photo.
One of the students who took photos with Influxer recently is Brendan Favre. He plays basketball for DePaul University in Chicago. He is from Switzerland. He and Janes looked through the images on an iPad after the photo shoot. They said the photos looked good because some of them were taken so that a product could be added in later. "I'm just glad right now we get a chance to do something," Favre said. "It's still nice to be able to do something." Oscar Shibwe of the Democratic Republic of Congo was named the best men's college basketball player last year. He attends the University of Kentucky. The best college basketball players often choose to leave school early and sign with a professional team. Shibwe has chosen to stay with Kentucky this year. One reporter estimated Shibwe is likely to earn close to $2 million this year through NIL deals. Shibwe was the first player to take photos with Influxer during a University of Kentucky trip to the Bahamas last August. Other college athletes who were recently in the Bahamas include Jesse Rennie, an Australian who goes to the University of Tennessee, and Harrison Hornery, an Australian who goes to the University of Southern California.
Rennie said she is used to doing photos as part of the team in Tennessee. but she said it was nice to do something that was more about me and who I am, and it's going to be for my benefit. Hornery said it has been hard to watch his American teammates get money that he cannot receive. We have people come to practice and pitch us stuff all the time, and I'm just like, man, I can't do it, he said. Hornery said he was happy to have the chance to take photos with Influxer. And whatever happens, happens. Blake Lawrence knows a lot about the deals college athletes are getting. His company, Open Doors, helps American athletes make money. It is not clear how much money the international athletes are missing out on, but he knows they are missing out on something. He said college sports leaders are trying to find a way for international student athletes to be able to earn more money. It will be solved, he said. They just might have to take a flight.
For Influxer, there is no way of knowing if their investment in the athletes will pay off. But the company is planning some similar photo events next year. Steve McLean works to develop business for Influxer. There's going to be a lot of trial and error, he said, and we're open to all of it. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Jill Robbins.
And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. During a new year, many of us decide to try something new. With a new year's resolution, we resolve to do something we have not done in the past. Sometimes these things are risk-free, like eating healthier food or getting more exercise. Sometimes we decide to learn a new skill, like a language or a musical instrument. Again, these things are not risky, nor do they have bad consequences. If you do not learn how to play the guitar, nothing bad will happen, probably. However, sometimes we need to shake up our lives and do something different that does have consequences. That means there are risks if things do not work out. Such a change could involve moving to a new city, starting a new job, or ending a relationship. These new things do have a level of risk. Things could go wrong. On the other hand, things could go very right. So for these situations, we introduce two expressions that encourage you to take a chance. The first expression is nothing ventured, nothing gained. This means that without doing something risky or difficult, a bad situation will not improve. You could also sum it up this way. If you try something risky, you could fail. But if you do not try at all, you will surely fail. The word venture can be both a noun and a verb. As a verb, it means to proceed in a dangerous or risky plan. As a noun, it means an action that involves chance, risk, or danger. For example, starting a new restaurant is a risky business venture these days. And venturing into an unknown area could be dangerous. A friend of mine wanted to learn how to drive a stunt car and then move to Los Angeles to become a stunt car driver. A stunt car is a vehicle used in the movies to perform crashes and wild driving. There are not many women in this profession. so I told her that her decision involved lots of risk. She said to me, "Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained." Our second expression is, "Fortune favors the bold." Fortune usually means wealth or fame, but it can also mean being in a good situation. And if you are bold, you are brave. So this expression means that people who are brave and take chances help themselves. Their bold, brave actions put them in a good place. When using this expression, keep this in mind. The person who finds a fortune has done something to get it. It just doesn't happen to them by chance. So if someone happens to win a lot of money in a lottery, you wouldn't use the expression, "Fortune favors the bold." However, let's say you quit your job and move to a new city. That is a bold decision, but you are sure that it will be good for you. In the new city, you find your dream job. It might even pay more money than your old job. Here you could definitely say, "Fortune favors the bold." And that's all the time we have for this Words in Their Stories. For the start of 2023, I wish you and yours health and wealth. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.
Thank you, Anna. I'm Dan Friedel, and you're listening to the Learning English broadcast. Everyone here at Learning English wishes you a happy new year. We are joined now on the program by the presenter of Words and Their Stories, Anna Mateo. Welcome, Anna.
Thanks, Dan, and happy new year to you and yours.
So, Anna, I enjoyed listening to this episode of Words and Their Stories, and I started thinking about some risks I've taken. What's a risk you took in your life that worked out in your favor?
There are different types of risks: physical, professional, social, financial. I take professional risks all the time. I love learning and trying new things, and I'm not afraid of failing. But physical risks are harder for me. So in 2020, I traveled alone to Turkey and took a hot air balloon ride in Cappadocia. Dan, I am really afraid of high places. But it was beautiful and breathtaking. More importantly, I had a goal and I made it happen by myself. I felt very strong at the end. You know what we say, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Wow, Anna. I have been in a hot air balloon before, so I know what you're talking about. I wonder, when you are in a situation where you need to be bold, is there anything you think of that helps you decide to take a risk?
When taking a risk, I ask myself, what is the worst that could happen? For example, if I want more money at work, the worst thing that can happen is the person says no. Sometimes when I teach English on camera, I act silly. So if the answer is someone will say no, or I may look silly, I go for it. For me, it is worth the risk.
Thanks, Anna. That is some great advice to think about when you're wondering if you need to take a risk. I might take some risks with my 2023 New Year's resolutions. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Dan. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Anna. And thanks to all my VOA colleagues who helped with this program and all of the programs in 2022. We wish all our listeners a very happy start to 2023. Please join us again tomorrow to keep learning English with stories from around the world. For more, visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Dan Friedell.